You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Welcome, Wilbur. How are you travelling?
Very well.
Good, good to hear. The package is in again. Howdy.
Yeah, good to be back again, Brett. Obviously missed last week. Heard I got a bit of a pacing, which was unfairly treatment, but, you know, happy to be redeem myself tonight.
Right.
Heard of. Do you mean you didn't listen to it live wherever you were or listen back to it?
No, not at all. I've got a pretty, you know, I've actually got an important job, so I had to work.
Oh. And this is invitation to this guest. And, so,
Also, welcome to the mainstay and probably the backbone of the show as welcome.
Hey, mate, how are you? Yeah. I was just about to say, becoming a bit of a stalwart now.
Yeah, he's crucial. He's crucial. Yeah. On a bit of a streak. Naming rights have been thrown out there.
Yeah, the Facebook page is going to have a longer tile to fit all our names in it.
I think we can't just keep adding another name. If we'll talk about
it. You set the precedent.
That's an hour-long show in itself for a naming naming rights. Quickly, I broke a record tonight with a quick mistake before the show even started. The weather, if you were hanging off it, Shep reached a high of 20 today. 20, you heard that correctly. 15, hot. 16, 16, 18 the next 3 or 4 days, all partly cloudy. Doesn't seem to be any rain coming along. Anyway, just thought I'd better quickly chuck that back in. Out of lockdown, pretty good. Anyone went out and had a feed yet? I have already. Didn't take me long.
I'm tonight.
You're tonight?
Peppermill.
I had a liquid feed last night.
doesn't surprise me.
Dookie pub.
It's supporting local business.
Yeah, there's nothing sad about it at all.
Yeah, you can eat out as much as you want. It's supporting local business. Yeah,
usually pop in on a Thursday to show my support. Now it's turning into a twice a week thing. So.
Yeah, you're a really thoughtful guy.
Forget government stimulus. Just send Billy Bagley.
You got the Bagley, the package tax.
The package tax. Oh, dear.
As package stimulus.
Quick injury update. How are you travelling?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Going back to the specialist on Friday down to Melbourne. So hopefully we can get rid of this brace and start using the old hand again.
Okay, he's nearing in, but not a chance for footy. The season's off, isn't it?
Nah, that's a write-off.
Which we will talk about later on in the show, a bit about local footy. Obviously back, very exciting. I heard that Billy was training, the package was training the house down on Tuesday as well. So, we'll be interesting to see what comes this weekend. Olympics, I did just want to put a tie a nice bow around that package and send it off and wrap it up. It's done. What Phil's just sitting in here laughing at me. I did want to cover what your highlights were for the week two, the last 3 or 4 days. For me, the marathon was pretty good. Kenyon Fowler destroyed them.
It's crazy.
And 30 degree heat, was it, or plus?
Yeah.
It was pretty hot.
Yeah, I didn't actually tune in for the marathon, so I'm flying, I'm flying blind here, Brett.
Disappointing.
My highlight, Spag Bowl, Peter Bowl.
Peter Bowl, yeah. Because he was running that night, I think, of the podcast last week.
Yeah, and he came fourth, but he had a pretty damn good crack at it.
Yeah, he had a go. Did we see Water Bottle Guy? Bit cheeky in the marathon, just decided
bit of controversy there.
Yeah. Just
he reckons they were too slippery.
When I first saw it before the social media outrage, I actually thought he didn't mean to do it. But it's not a common belief from what I'm seeing.
A bit of malice in that.
Yeah, you're right.
The basketball, another shout out to that.
Yeah. Bronze, first medal in basketball ever for the men's.
Yeah, they've toiled away for a while to get that. So
I guess most of the teams now NBA listed too. Like there's some handy players there that not everyone heard of. Like Matisse Thybul? He was in the defensive team of the year, or the second defensive team of the year. Top 10 defenders in the league in the NBA. That's,
imagine if we had Ben Simmons.
Yeah, well, it's a touchy subject.
Yeah, next.
The Americans are similar. Like, they don't play, a lot of the stars don't play, or they play once and then they get their gold and then go home.
The decathlon was pretty good, watching the young fella get up. Gold, not get up, to get bronze sort of thing, but that bloke cheering him on, that was pretty special.
Oh, yes, yeah, that was... he got a bronze, didn't he? Which, again, I think was our first medal in that event.
It's an impressive event.
Interestingly, I just... I think I was scoffed at when I asked at the start of the Olympics if America... like, who would lead the medal tally? And you guys said America, and scoffingly, they always win, don't they? You know, I think that was the comment. They only got up by one gold in the end on China. I just want that
one gold
noted.
To gold.
But they won, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, what do you? Yes. But
we've been living rent free in your head since we said that.
Oh, you've lost me there. Oh. But it was noted. I was a bit disappointed.
Yeah, okay. No, fair enough.
China were close, and
what about the Aussies? But most medals ever, is it
equal
most Athens. We've done? Yeah. Which Athens?
You wait till Brisbane.
2032, big year. Per capita, though, really, I think we're 10th. But then if you take
I was going to say per capita, there's some countries that have knocked it out of the water.
Yeah, but New Zealand's the only one that's sizable, if you know what I mean. Like, San Marino has no real population. Yeah.
If you were to do it on, like, a minimum GDP.
Yeah. You just got to get all the right graphs going in Australia's favour and justify it that way. Exactly. Silly. So,
I did see that, Will. When you mentioned the Brisbane Olympics, there's been floating a few new sports I want to bring in. As a local up there, like, is crocodile wrestling a chance?
Bob Catter could be... he's maiden debut, first Olympics.
He'd be in his late 60s now.
God. I don't know, he's your old man, isn't he?
No. He's second cousin, but...
second cousin.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Just his spiritual leader.
Yeah, no, I don't know for a Queensland sport, I reckon it'd potentially be to walk down a hot bitumen road for as long as you possibly could. Barefoot.
With your Akubra on.
Yeah, with a Akubra on and drinking a gold.
Tough feet up there.
Yeah, real tough feet.
Making it a bit of a triathlon, then like straight off the hot ride into the bindi patch.
Now, I did, speaking of Brisbane though, I did hear cricket.
I seen that the other day. Cricket's pushing for a bid to be in the Olympics. So,
But there's also the World Cup, 2028.
World Cup, as in
cricket. They're pushing for World Cup cricket to be 2028.
As in for Australia to host
it? Yeah, again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but as in, that's never
Brisbane
been...
But for Brisbane to be a host.
Oh, so they'll just double up. Okay, if they host the World Cup, then people might be a bit...
It's all around the Gabba getting upgraded to be an Olympic stadium, and basically it sounds like it's going to be a bit of a fortress. A bit of an MCG-esque type development.
Keep one, get rid of one of the new events. You got skateboarding, surfing.
Definitely keep skateboarding.
Rock climbing.
We won two golds.
Which one? You can only keep one. So skateboarding?
100% keep skateboarding.
And then we had rock climbing, surfing, three-on-three basketball, I think, was a new addition. It's not new, it should be scrapped.
It's probably getting wiped.
It didn't.
What's why? Like, the sport's already there.
We already had basketball. I'd be all for it if we didn't have basketball, but...
I'm more for breakdancing than I am for three-on-three basketball.
Nah, now you've lost me.
For that logic, Will, like you're saying, we've already got it there, but we've got tennis and we've got table tennis. It's the same thing.
it's vastly different.
No.
I can see you up there in 2032 breakdancing too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, right.
After you've walked 10 kilometres on hot... Yeah, maybe that's the third leg of the try.
Egg and spoon carry, I'd like to see that get up. That's probably my last gold or first in an event that I've ever had. So.
Well, just how big a fish you can catch.
Yeah, that's Queensland appropriate.
Yeah, real Queensland. Anyway.
Very good. I think that's the Olympics done and dusted. Coming up, we'll talk a fair bit of footy.
Big show.
Local, it's cracking show, really. The quiz is back. It's popular demand. There's no song theme tonight. It's just having a rest. You know, sometimes you can overdo things. It's just having a well-deserved break, and it will be back in full force. We'll be talking local footy, the national game, obviously, and then a little bit of...
bit of pop culture, really, isn't it?
little bit of rugby union, maybe.
Oh, no,
if we have time. And the quiz. Yeah. And on this day, if we have time also. So
jam-packed.
Jam-packed show. Stick with us. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Well, there's a big, big sound from the west of the town. It's the sound of the mighty giant. Feel the ground is shaking. The other teams are quaking in their boots before the giant. Strides and the highest leap. We're stronger than the rest. We're the greater Western Sydney Giants. We're the biggest and the best. And we will never surrender. We'll fight until the end. We're greater than the rest. Shaking, the other teams are quaking in their boots before the giants. We take the longest strides and the highest leap. We're stronger than the rest. We're the greater Western Sydney Giants. We're the biggest and the best. And we will never surrender. We'll fight until the end. We're greater than the
An important message from the Victorian Government. To stop the spread of coronavirus, anyone who has recently been to a red zone must go straight home and quarantine for 14 days. You must get a test within 72 hours of arriving home and again on day 13 of quarantine. For the latest updates, go to coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques, as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
The local property market is hot, and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. I've been around tractors for many years, and myself and the girls in the office can help you with tractor parts. We supply new parts for Ferguson, McCormick, Ford, Fiat, New Holland, Sami, Lamborghini, Landini, Deutz, plus others. We also buy and sell used tractors and supply all orchard equipment and vineyard equipment. So call me, Daryl, on 0428 235 000. I will repeat that, 0428 235 000.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. As and the package, the part-time player of the package joins us.
If you're wondering why we were just laughing as we come on to air there, like we actually banter off air as well. So it's good to know, you know, for all the listeners out there that it's not just a show that we put on or facade for when we're on air. We actually do banter offline.
It's non-stop, really.
It's pretty constant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's probably not air-rated, but...
Yeah, anyway. I do just look at the switchboard every now and then as we are talking off air. It's all appropriate, but you never know. Do you want to talk some KDFL footy? Ooh, we're back.
We are back.
Undera this week.
Yeah. I don't know what's coming.
Straight into the ones, Wilbur, or you think just ease back through?
I've been running a bit, so I've got a bit of fitness under the belt now. So
straight in.
From the look of training last night, I think we'll only be playing two games.
There could be Undera people listening. There was 40 at training.
I'd be worried.
What Billy meant to say.
Well, we played the scratch match on the Friday night just to get a bit of form, and then we played Saturday.
We're actually just making sure that we're all right so that we did two sessions of training. So the first team trained first and then the seconds trained afterwards so that, there was a bit of competitiveness.
Mm. Mm. It's good to know.
I feel as though the teams that aren't really competing for finals, though, the enthusiasm's probably been sucked out of the season a fair bit. Like, we haven't played since... We haven't played since the start of July. And now it's middle of August. It's a fair while to try and come back from.
It's been a while.
You're almost going to start rolling your shoulder over to take wickets.
Well, I'm just looking back at my original pre-season that I didn't do, thinking, well, now I'm used to it, so I can just roll into this one as exactly the same.
Oh, dear.
Very good. It did get me thinking, as unfortunately he's going to be spectating. So I was thinking during the week, to keep himself in tame, what's your best... drink and food spectating combo. And it can depend on the canteen. I'm even happy for you to mention...
Is this local footy canteen?
You can go wherever you like with it. Local footy. But, like, I'll accept, obviously, Union in your case.
Back at local clubs.
Clubs. Not really...
I had a go-to at one of the clubs.
Not really AFL games. But then again, AFL games often...
They're pretty expensive.
$7, $8 for a pie.
That's ridiculous.
I'm really simplistic. Just chips and a Coke after game of footy. Just chips and a Coke.
No Snickers or Mars bar?
Not chocolate, man.
No, okay.
We don't offer chips out at Dookie, though, because we're fitness.
Yeah.
We're a fitness club.
Freaks.
Health-orientated.
Although we do have dim sims.
Setting the standard. Dimmies, though, not fried.
That's one thing I wanted to bring up in this segment was since, having come down to Victoria, there was not one canteen that I've been to in Queensland that had dim sims at a footy canteen.
Jesus, in Victoria, if you don't have that, you get shunned.
Yeah. That's probably an honourable mention for steam dimmies. You can't really go past that either.
They're pretty good.
Any others? Missed anything? We've got a...
Potato scallops.
Oh,
yeah. Well done there, Az.
Yep.
He
a good one, though.
Scallop, like a bit gnarly with the batter.
Obviously, we don't call them that here because that's a silly name, but...
I think potato cakes.
I'll give you this. A scallop is a flat, round, sea creature.
Yep.
Now, a cake has got layers, doesn't it? How many layers are
Wilbur, there? Wilbur.
Anyway, I'm not going to bother.
They're potato cakes. They're not potato scallops.
Anyway, we'll call a spade a spade. there was nothing wrong with a good steak sandwich, like a good club steak sandwich. Mm. Our footy club had a pretty decent steak sandwich. So, you get a steak sandwich, yellow Powerade and a killer python.
So you wouldn't have got that in Victoria because I don't reckon I've seen any canteens in the last 5 years that had steak sandwiches.
Yeah, really? It's pretty unlikely. You might jag it on a footy final if you're lucky. Did want to switch over to the national game quickly. I think we need to just have a look Anyone else we want to burn?
I think there's a few that we have to unburn.
Yeah, I'm worried about burning anymore because we'll run out. But
if you ask Az,
I think I'll burn about 8 teams on the weekend.
Yeah,
that's what you I mean. Geelong. Too. Yeah. I mean, with Geelong, we could in all, you know, they let us down.
Az had the flamethrower out in the chat on the weekend.
The Dogs let us down.
Well, look, Brett. I'm just, as a partial, you know, spectator to the AFL, I think we probably need to bring Essendon out of the ashes after the unbelievable win against the premiership favourites, Bulldogs.
Okay, yeah.
It's one week, though.
Hurts me to acknowledge. So, who do you like? So, one of these teams can make it effectively, or two if you include West Coast. So, you've got West Coast, Giants, Essendon, Richmond, Saints, Freo. We lost one on the weekend. Carlton put a line through them. Saints and Freo are probably even wishful thinking.
Yeah, no.
So I guess are we in agreement on that? Saints and Freo, they can't make it, can they?
I think it's down to probably two teams outside the eight that could probably make it. It's probably in the game on Friday night, Giants and Richmond, I guess.
So Giants have Richmond, do they?
This there week, which is, a huge game.
That's do or die for both, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Richmond. I mean, GWS are eighth at the moment, aren't they, Brett?
Yeah, they're 2 points up on Richmond in eighth. So if they win that, they go six ahead of Richmond. So Richmond would not be able to make it. What a pity.
What a pity.
What a shame.
Not three in a row. Could we?
Package. Who do the Dons have this week?
If you get in, you're in.
We've got Gold Coast and then Collingwood. So you would like to think that Dons come home with a wet flag.
But
sneak in there. Because I reckon West Coast might drop out. They got Freo this week.
I'm thinking West Coast drop out because do they play Brisbane last game?
Yeah. And I reckon they'll get pants by
with
Rizzy.
a pretty ordinary percentage.
Yep, and they're only up by, they're 40 points to 36 Essendon and Richmond. So you do never know. I guess that leaves the Giants sitting okay. Even if they do lose to Richmond, they're probably still a slight chance. They're not that you wouldn't rule them out. I did play the Giants theme song before the sponsors break there, and
you didn't notice.
There was a reason for that. They will be a fair show, I think. But we'll wait and see. We'll move on. We won't move on from the Giants, actually. Toby Green, deserved week or not? Thoughts?
He's getting some track record that I think if it was another player, it might not have got that.
I agree. I feel.
I don't know. I think he's the villain that everyone likes.
I just the inconsistencies between the match review panel and the tribunal is quite large, I think.
Yeah.
If you think back this year, can you name one player that has had his charge increased by going to the tribunal?
No.
So why aren't more players doing it?
You're right. Like it does seem, and in fact, I'd argue like a lot of them actually seem
get it
to
downgraded.
Get it downgraded. Mm. Yeah. Yep. So it's a good success race. Either maybe the AFL just need to look at their lawyers. Maybe it's their department at the tribunal that are struggling.
Part of it, I think, and it's pretty well documented on this, but Michael Christian, his whole approach is it's injury-based, not actually event-based.
Yeah.
So,
which is frustrating, I feel. Mm.
It is, because since Dangerfield, you know, played no more part in that game, Toby Green has 2 weeks, whereas Joel Selwood hits that bloke in the head in the same game. He's fine. He keeps playing. No dramas.
But if he's knocked out, there's 3 weeks for Joel Selwood.
I agree. Josh Kelly contract opted into a 7-year, 8-year contract. Thoughts in general on long-term contracts? I wouldn't be putting him on a 7 or 8 year contract, but I think it was triggered from 2 years ago when they had a lot of interest, so it helped keep him for that extra 2 years. But
I don't know why clubs keep doing it. Across a couple of different codes, you see that you look at Buddy Franklin, like he was what on it? Was he a 10-year?
9-year.
And
he would have been one of the first to get a contract of that
sort. I'd argue that's.
But how
would
much?
Do you reckon that's not hasn't worked?
As a percentage of his contract, how much do you reckon of that he's actually, like, for the club? Do you reckon they've actually benefited of him playing?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I reckon.
Like, yes, clubs want to lock in some of these great players in, but to a degree, I think it hamstrings them because they're making a pretty long punt.
Yeah. On
that. Think about it, it's just like a commercial lease as well. You're locked into something that could very well, you know, in the space of, yeah.
I think, yeah.
For yeah, you're right.
I think for the Giants, since, like, obviously, since they've started, they've lost a lot of talented players to different clubs. Obviously, most of them probably back to Victoria. So I guess to lock away a player like him for that long sort of gives them that, I guess, gives that look that, you know, look, we've got this big player here for a long time, you know, that might entice other players to come to play for him. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah. And they've got Cognelio long-term, Whitfield long-term, and Toby Green are all on long-term contracts. Mm. So I think it's too long.
I just haven't seen contracts that go that long. Like, I think of Taumalolo in the Cowboys.
Mm.
He actually, since signing a 10-year deal with the Cowboys, hasn't actually played a he's playing games, but he's not playing as many as potentially what he was doing before he signed a contract.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like, Buddy is one that has worked, I think, like for promoting the game in Sydney, and even he's still kicked a fair few snags.
He has, but have they been as successful as they would have hoped with him there?
Oh, probably they not. Lost, but it's a
lost
high
one premiership.
Yeah,
they lost sort of thing to the Dogs.
I don't know. I just think it's a bit of risk that gets taken on by the club.
Mm. It's pretty hard to plan around, though. Sorry, Brett, but. Because I think
your show, mate.
Well, pretty much. I'm pretty sure with Buddy though, like that. So they weighted his contract pretty heavily towards the back end. So he's getting a fair pay packet these last 2 years when he's only playing, you know, three quarters of the game. So that does sort of shoot in the foot a little bit.
Yeah. Yep.
It'd be hard to plan around. Sort of, you know, if we recruit these players in 3 years' time, we're going to have a Collingwood situation where you're just going to have a fire sale.
Yeah, yeah, well, thanks for mentioning the fire sale.
I think if you're confident that when they're 34, they're going to be the same value at when they're, you know, 28 in the prime, then it's a good deal, but it's pretty hard that, you know, 34, there's not many people in the AFL that are under 34. Oh, sorry, over 34, are they?
They're still ticking along. Ticking.
Cool. Dustin Fletcher played till 40.
Yeah. Craig Bradley. Yes, few and far between. I'm with you. Footy mascot names, I was going to throw by you. Now,
this is a greatly anticipated segment.
I did hear this is slightly stolen. I listen to the Coulda Beans each week. They're, you know, probably a successful podcast, long term running AFL show, but probably. You know, we've not maybe nearly got them in our infancy, but that's debatable. They were talking team names and funny team names. One they brought up, they didn't go into a full list of them, but talking to a fella from Mathara Timber Cutters, as a footy club. Now, so I'm just throwing it around the room. It doesn't have to be AFL, but what are some of the obvious... most unusual, humorous.
Mm. I'll let the boys go with the Victorian and Southern theme, and then I might follow home with.
Well, I've got a couple of AFL ones. I've got the Wyndham Wedgies.
The Wyndham Wedgies. Now, these have to be true. That's true?
This is true, okay. The Wyndham Wedgies.
Righto.
Obviously named after Wedgetail Eagles.
Okay, yeah. Obviously.
And, yeah, and this one's from Adam Cooney's home club of Flagstaff Hill. They have changed their name now, but originally they were the Bush Pigs.
The Bush Pigs. Well, Charles, CSU. Other CSU Bush Pigs as well.
And then Gatton is the Black Pigs.
The Black Pigs.
Gatton Black Pigs. And the girls' rugby team is called the Black Sows.
Gee. Grasshoppers is one that I thought was a bit quirky, but there's a lot of grasshoppers around.
Yarrawee.
Yeah. Yarrawee. There's an Aubrey one, I think, that's grasshoppers, so that's... pretty commonplace. Mm. I played for the Deakin Sharks down in... Sharks. And it's not a common... I feel that's a soccer club, not a footy club. But anyway. Mm. Or a rugby, Cronulla, I guess.
Yeah, Cronulla Sharks.
The I think an honourable mention for me is the Minnesota Timberwolves too. Like, as a big club, like...
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So the Augathella Meat Ants...
The meat ants,
the Gladstone mud crabs, the Warwick and also Chinchilla. So two different towns are called the Water Rats.
The Water Rats.
The Park Spacemen up there in the Riverina, the St. George Frillnecks, and then you've got the Dolby Diehards.
The Dolby Diehards.
And the Mackay Cutters.
Not bad.
So there's a few there just to rattle off, and then there's plenty more. Oh, let's say the Cunnamulla Dingoes.
that's probably the pick of the bunch.
Yeah,
water rats is not bad either.
the water rats.
You've delivered with a few there, Wilbur. Any others?
Yeah, I had a couple. The team down near the Mornington Peninsula called the Tyab Yabbies.
The Yabbies, very intimidating.
And another past local team, not in competition anymore, folded quite a number of years ago, the Devonish Barbers.
The Barbers.
Gee.
So. We've forgotten about a local team here as well that still is current, the Road.
Yeah,
the Road. The Kingupna Road.
That's just it, the Road.
The Road.
Roaders.
I just I thought someone was actually having a laugh with me.
Right.
When someone told me that, but yeah, good on them, the Road.
Very good. We'll head to a sponsor break and a quick song, and then we'll get cracking in the quiz. I'll formulate the quiz tonight, much to perhaps the disappointment, but we'll see who will reign supreme after this quick break. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
Housel Honda is now Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. Operating from the same location with the same commitment and passion to customer service and the local community that you have come to expect from Juddy and the team. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment is still Shepparton's home to Honda motorcycles, side-by-sides and power equipment. For sales, service, advice and apparel, call into our store on Vanilla Road. Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Peter Cardamone from Cardamone Real Estate. I love my real estate. I also call the AFL footy.
Majacek off the ground. Aaron Handball from Cunnington and Majacek made them pay.
But where I do my best work is in the Goulburn Valley area. If you're looking to buy, sell or relocate, visit cardamonerealestate.com.au and across Shepparton, Kyala, Maroochna, Talamba and Tatura and right across the Goulburn Valley area, you're in Cardamone country.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Will. We've got Az and the package in the studio. Quick honourable mention, bit of feedback. Thalia, the Perps.
The Perps.
Not bad.
Not the perpetrators, the Purples.
The Purples. Oh, they're purple, are they?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. I did wonder what the Perps were. P-U-R-P-S.
Purple and gold or purple and yellow, would you call it?
Purple and gold.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Other bit of feedback. Ken will go 10 minutes with it, mentioning Queensland. Ash?
Nope.
Quick answers, nope.
Or rugby.
Oh, we didn't get to rugby union. We'll put that into next week.
That's fine.
We'll put that into next week. You know,
good friends you are. That's right.
We'll see how we go after the quiz. This
weekend will be good. Tune in.
Well, I'd have to think, we're getting some feedback and people are actually listening and we haven't talked about rugby union. I think that's probably correlating. So we've just got some listeners, but we don't want to scare them off.
Oh, well, you don't know what you're missing.
We'll move on.
Yeah, please.
Quiz time. Who is the reigning champ?
I reckon I won it.
Yeah, I think Az did win it.
Shocker.
Quite comfortably, actually.
Yeah, you did.
Will was a bit rattled, but he's going to bounce back.
Quizzes aren't about what you know. It's about what you know in a quiz conditions.
Yeah, well, it's intimidating on air. He's just
Az is an intimidating man if people haven't seen him.
Az is the Iceman. He just didn't even know. He's pretending like no one's listening, even though the world is. This is general knowledge this week. What's funny about that, Will?
General knowledge just could be good.
Buzz in with your name.
Yep.
Hopefully it's at standard. I haven't actually pre-read this one, so we could be in
for... What? Obviously you prepared this.
Yeah, no. We could be in for...
Let's go.
Rightio. Goodbye, Norma Jean is a line from which Elton John hit?
Will. Goodbye, Norma. Oh, gee. No.
That is the paper rustling you can hear on everyone. Sorry. Just try it.
And that's also the clock ticking.
I just rattled myself. No,
we'll cross that.
Going to one of you guys.
They don't know, I think, by the blank looks I'm getting. The answer is Candle in the Wind. Off to a flyer. A traditional personification of winter is Jack who?
As.
Package.
As. Frost.
Well done. Warwicknabeal is a town in which Australian state?
Package.
Package.
Victoria.
Yes.
See, if that was Queensland.
I had to think about that.
We would have jumped straight at that one.
Don't know why I had to think.
So I don't want to guess and it be wrong.
Mate,
anyway.
It's a friendly zone here. You can throw out what you like.
Anyway.
A common saying that indicates it is safe to do something as nobody is watching is...
Package. Dance.
I'll read the rest of the question. Is the coast is...
As.
Will.
Clear.
Correct.
Job's right is actually probably the most appropriate word to say.
Score update. 2 as, 1 package. 0 Wilbur. How many sides does a rhombus have?
As. 4.
That is correct. It's a diamond, I think, isn't a rhombus? Or
yeah, no idea.
Equivalent of... Oh, really? That
was just a guess. Yeah.
I thought you were bringing up grade 2 geometry there. You sort of pulled it from the...
This is flawed.
Don't worry, there's still plenty of questions left. Oh, shit. Then you just come out. Oh, did I just say...
Oh, jeez.
Just peep that out. That's our first one in a year and a half.
That's all right.
Which country invaded Kuwait in 1990?
Has.
Oh, just Will, I think.
It was Iraq, wasn't it?
Correct.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say Iraq.
Yeah. Clearly had Iraq lined up. Yep. Vernon and Petunia Dursley are the uncle and aunt...
Will. Harry Potter.
Correct.
Ooh, I knew that, but I was a bit hesitant for my last jump in the gun.
Yeah, you did go in too early and you've been rattled and quiet since. Australian rugby league legend Herbert Henry Messenger was known by what nickname?
As. Herb.
Now, I'm giving a humour point for that, but that's just if it's a tie at the end,
What's his full name again, sorry?
Herbert Henry Messenger.
As soon as I hear it, I don't know.
Package.
As soon as I hear it.
Hermit crab.
The answer is Dally. Dally.
Because that's what that's what Dally M... Yeah, Dally M. Dally Messenger. There you go.
What major character in The Simpsons was voiced by Julie Kavner?
Will. It's Bart.
No.
As. Lisa.
No. Package.
Package. Marge.
Yes, he's got it.
That was... the females left on that list.
That was cheeky. So we've got score update. As 3. Package 2, Wilbur 2.
Is a game.
A saying derived from cricket and meaning to bring something to an end is to pull
as
up
stumps.
Correct.
I reckon that's pretty good. Well done.
Right.
So put up or pull up stumps?
Pull up stumps.
I said pull up, didn't I?
Okay.
I hope. Because you pull up stumps at the end of the game of cricket. Just for those playing at home and don't understand cricket. King of France for 72 years, Louis the, 14th, if my Roman numerals are right, had what nickname? The Star King, the Sun King, or the Moon King?
As.
Well.
As.
The Sun King.
Correct. He's
That was the one I was going to guess.
So As moves out to 5.
Can I take the headphones off now?
Well, you're not home and home yet. Which Scottish city is alphabetically the first in the UK?
Will. Aberdeen.
Correct. That's a good get. Well done, Wilbur.
And that's out of genuine knowledge. That's not a guess.
Hey.
Who's saying people are guessing?
Who's saying people are guessing? I will take points off. What Shakespeare play shares its name with a hit song by Dire Straits?
Will. Is it Hamlet?
No.
Oh.
This one's hurting.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
As. Macbeth.
No. Give us a Shakespeare play package.
Romeo and Juliet.
Correct. He's got that's two questions there you've got where everyone fell over.
Billy.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, he
Romeo
knew
it. Romeo,
yeah,
my Romeo.
Yeah. Yeah, you asked for the play, correct. Score update. Package 3, Will 3 as 5.
Mm. How many more questions?
Still a few. Still okay. 7. That's if good. We need to get there before the news. Which US state has the official nickname, The Last Frontier?
Will. Is it Colorado?
No.
Package. Utah.
No. As?
Texas.
Alaska.
I was going to say, can we get a half point for another guess?
This means a lot, this quiz.
Yeah.
What is the name of late film star Patrick Swayze's brother, who is also a Hollywood actor? Okay.
This is a hard one, is it?
Well, that seems pretty...
As? Marvin?
No.
Package. Mr. Swayze.
Is it Michael?
It's Don. Don Swayze.
Oh, the Don. Donald.
What colour is the top stripe on the flag of Germany?
As.
Will.
As.
Red.
No.
Oh, Will. It's black.
Correct. Oh. 5-4-3. Package is how the mighty have fallen. You have a week off, you're out of the game.
Maybe he was doing another quiz show on another show last week. That's why he's wasted all his
answers. Yeah. Jessica Springsteen, the daughter of rock legend Bruce Springsteen, competed for the USA at this year's Olympics in which sport?
Will. Long jump.
No.
As. Gymnastics?
No.
Package. Swimming.
Equestrian.
Oh, it probably makes sense. There's a bit of money in equestrian.
Three to go, sorry. Don't forget the stumper. That might give away what quiz you're eating at home. which gas used in portable stoves has the molecular formula C3H8? Gee.
Package.
Should have vetted this quiz. Yep.
Butane.
Oh, I shouldn't give size, that it's close.
What is it?
Propane.
Oh.
Which former Liberal senator is now Australia's ambassador to the USA? Arthur Sinodolous. There you go.
Oh, that wasn't going to be my question. Yeah.
This is a stumper, and it is worth 4 points.
So it's anyone's game here.
Yeah. Yes, it is anyone's game. Name these four Brad Pitt films using his character name and year of the release as clues. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So we've got to name the four films.
Correct. So you've got... David Mills, 1995, Tyler Durden, 1999, Achilles, 2004, and Billy Bean, 2011.
I can buzz in with three of them, but I don't know four.
Billy, I'll accept three, and if no one gets them, I'll pay you 3 points if no one gets the fourth.
All right.
But you're at risk if they get the fourth.
Fight Club.
Is which one, please?
The second one.
Tyler Durden.
Yes.
I'm going to need all...
Oh, those. Sorry. Sorry, the next one...
Achilles.
Yeah, is Troy.
Mm.
And the last one is Moneyball.
He's got all three. Now, that brings the package into the lead by a point.
If we get this, you take all
unless
four.
Someone can name David Mills from 1995. You're not looking down at a phone there, Will. I hope you're just looking down in despair.
I'm looking over to the left here.
Any guesses?
Can you give another? Is it obvious, like the hint that you could give?
I can only read the question. You can't fish. Still get it. No, I'm
happy with no hint.
We're buzzing. Yeah, there's no hint. I won't let this quiz be jeopardised.
What did he do before Fight Club? It's going to be so
obvious. That's it. The package. The answer is 7. is the movie. And the package has just come. He's Stephen Bradbury. Don't doubt. Don't doubt him.
Well done. Well done, package.
He was down and out. He's delivered again.
I actually had a bit of feedback of mine. Like, they're like, stop winning the quiz by so much. It's not enjoyable. So, you know what? I thought I'd just sit off the back of the pack and just come home straight.
Build some anticipation. Well done. Well
that's
done.
Pretty clutch.
It was good. Well done. Good finish. That's it for this week. Coming up, a Dutch program with Martin and Margaret, so definitely stick around for that. We'll be all back here next week. Probably a bit sore from some footy, except for Az. He'll be well replenished with a potato scallop.
Yeah. Potato scallop.
And a 4X gold. Well, is that if it's potato scallop?
Of 4X gold.
Got to wash it down with a 4X.
Got to wash it down with a 4X.
We will... you'll hear from us next week. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.